Hey, this is the Heat podcast we're obsessed with, where a bunch of us from Heat get together to talk about the stories that we're obsessed with this week. I'm Jo, and I'm joined by Ruby and Katie.
Hi.
Hello, girls. Just to do the official bit, Heat magazine comes out weekly, every Tuesday. This podcast comes out weekly too, every Friday. And if you want gossip 24/7, you can turn on Heat Radio and go to heatworld.com for the breaking news. So we cannot go anywhere without discussing Kim Ye's baby girl.
She's here.
She is finally here. At this point, when we are recording this, we don't know what she's called.
No.
There is much debate on Twitter. Wild West is the most popular option.
Yep.
I love
West.
That. Go West.
Oh, I love that.
Which is amazing. Katie, you think you've got
a good notion as to what she... I'm going with Queen.
Queen.
Because I think maybe she wants to get a bit of a one-up on Beyonce, get like the baby title back.
Yeah.
So Queen West. She said she wanted a one-syllable name because she obviously struggles with
one
syllable.
Yeah.
So I feel like Queen could do it. North, Saint and Queen.
North, Saint maybe. And Queen. Queen.
That's what my money's
wow.
on.
Wow. Queenie. Go really old school.
Yeah, Queenie. Yeah, maybe. Maybe she's a fan of like an old British lady.
An old soap
Queenie
opera,
West. Yeah. Oh, she cute. Certainly would be a queen.
Yeah.
What do you think, Ruby?
Well, I'm not sure. We've been trying to guess all day, and we've been looking on Twitter, and some of them have been pretty hilarious. So there's one going around that people are asking it to be like Janet or like Edith, like an old school British name. And I think that would be hilarious.
You've got North, Saint and Janet.
I think that would be super funny. But then I didn't realise that she'd already said she wanted a one syllable name, so they're out the picture.
She could be a Jane.
Or like Dot.
Then.
Dot
Cotton.
Dot West.
Cute.
That's quite sweet. I like that.
I quite like Jade. I don't think they'd go for something like Jade.
Yeah.
So watch this space.
Watch this space.
You may already know by the time this comes out, it may already be out there.
We
probably will be, to be honest.
Well, we were backtracking today and thinking when she announced North and Saint's name, and it was about 2 days after.
Oh, was it?
The birth, so probably on Friday.
Ooh,
just to give us to really build it up. Let's talk about the birth then. Apparently Kim was in the room. She got the first skin-on-skin contact.
Yeah, and apparently Kanye was in the room but behind the curtain.
Oh, really?
So we have this lovely image of
a
him
privacy.
Like poking around the curtain like,
is it out
okay?
yet?
Yeah.
Why is that? So that he didn't see the surrogate's bits? Or?
Yeah, I can imagine him being a bit squeamish, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe it was that.
Yeah.
Or if it's just a bit more appropriate.
But she didn't originally want them in the room, did she? And
no.
They managed to like wangle their way in.
I mean,
probably offered a few more mil.
Yeah, her whole life must have been controlled by them.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
She had no say.
Yeah.
And we obviously don't know who she is or anything about her.
Have you seen the fun rumours this week? That there's a conspiracy theory that Kylie Jenner...
Conspiracy with a K.
Yeah, that's been going around for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think that's impossible because at this point, Kylie would have been massive and someone would have got
that's
shot
thing,
of her really pregnant.
And surely they would have made that into a more of a, look how great my sister is for me. Like helping that would have been much more of a...
I mean, I don't think Kylie's even pregnant.
Do you not?
No.
So what do you think the delivery was that came to her house today? Because there's a big white, suspicious, like cot-looking delivery that's been papped.
I'm sure.
Being assembled outside the front door.
More handily papped.
Everyone assembles their baby cots outside their front door.
Yeah, exactly.
So people are saying that's definitely confirmation.
She's gone too long without a body shot on Instagram or Snapchat. I think there's got to be something going on there.
I know.
What do we think about the fact that they used a surrogate in the end? Because my theory on it is that Kim just didn't want to be pregnant again.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Because she spent so long getting her body back.
Yeah.
And she said I had all these health issues and things, but I just think maybe she wanted another baby. But
I love the fact she's already posted an Instagram saying mum of three, and it's just like a really nice shot of her. So I think I'm completely with you.
Yeah. She's buzzing.
Like, this is great because I'm going to have a gorgeous baby,
her, like, baby
and look banging.
Yeah,
totally.
Because
she never enjoyed her past pregnancies.
Yeah, no, she's always said that she hates being pregnant.
Yeah.
She hates being how
and
big
we could
she
tell.
Was. Yeah, and she does get very big.
Yep.
Like, she's as wide as she is tall.
That I mean, as someone who's been pregnant twice, I can totally relate.
Yeah.
Because you can't wear anything you want to wear. Like, the maternity clothes are awful. Even if you've got Kim's money to spend on maternity wardrobe, it's definitely not what you would choose to wear. And then, you know, you do have to spend a while just getting back into shape. And I think she spent so long looking banging.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the press attention that it's got hasn't done any damage, has it?
Well, exactly. Just another few series of the Kardashians.
Yeah, just another 10
right
series
there.
Of keeping up the Kardashians.
moving on then to a sadder subject. Ant McPartlin and Lisa McPartlin, finally announced that they are definitely divorcing and released a statement confirming it, where it noticeably said, Ant wishes to divorce, rather
it was,
than...
It was very much like a he was directing the divorce, showing that Lisa maybe wasn't in agreement, which was really heartbreaking, if anything.
I mean, it's been a rocky old ride for those two, hasn't it? Obviously, it's childhood sweethearts, which is lovely, and that's what makes it even sadder. He's had a really tough time last year going into rehab, but there was lots of rumours that their relationship hasn't been great.
Yeah, they started back then, didn't they?
Yeah. And he had made no sort of... He definitely said he wanted to have children, and they struggled with that. But it is... really sad. It's always sad when a couple like that splits up.
Sad because obviously where they hadn't had children, they loved their dog Hurley. So now they're
Who's going to get Hurley?
Yeah.
We think it's going to be shared custody.
Okay.
But still, that's upsetting. They're going to have to share the walks.
Quite stressful on the dog.
I know. Moving poor Hurley. Home.
Where will Lisa move to? I mean, apparently they're splitting the £62 million fortune. So she's all right.
Yeah, maybe she's going to buy an island. Who knows?
Ant and Dec live very close to each other in Chiswick in West London. So will Lisa... And Lisa's always lived in that area too. So will Lisa stay in that area? They also share... the majority of friends. Yeah. So I wonder how amicable the split is. Will they stay friends?
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one to decide. Yeah. I feel like they're both quite strong personalities, so she'll want to kind of stand her ground and it's her stomping ground. Why would she go?
And they work together because she's a makeup artist on a lot of the shows that they do, and Britain's Got Talent, which is like on TV really soon. So
they've started auditions for that already, so that might have already...
I don't know. Is she on the show?
She is, supposedly. Rumour has it that she is working.
They're going to be seeing each other regularly.
Yeah. Awkward eye contact.
How do you feel about it? I mean, do you guys feel differently about Ant? Personally, I don't.
I
loved his comeback on I'm a Celebrity. Yeah. I thought it was really well done.
Yeah. I thought they handled it so well.
They did.
I was kind of... I mean, you hear all sorts of rumours, so it's hard to know what's true and what's not. But ultimately, as a TV presenter, he is still great that we've seen on I'm a Celeb. And we've already seen he's posted an Instagram of them starting the BGT auditions with a smile on his face. Whether it's a true smile or not, you never know.
Well, he always had a smile on his face, even though if you look at the shows that he produced, they're not this year's I'm a Celeb, but the one before, he was in a world of pain, literally, then, and addicted to painkillers and in a really bad place, but you would never have known it.
That just shows how they've been doing this, like they've been in this industry so long now. They practically run the whole TV network.
Yes, they own ITV.
They own ITV, as we said earlier. So he's just professional, like he gets it done, doesn't he?
And I wonder, the person I feel sorry for is Dec.
I think Dec must have gone through the worst of it. Yeah, I mean, it must have been terrible living with... Dec knows Lisa really well, as does his wife.
Yeah. They're probably like a little foursome.
They're like best friends. Yeah. Dec's wife.
Their dogs are best friends as well.
Oh, no, and now he's only going to see him half the time because he's going to be at the other house.
It's really heartbreaking.
Well, you never know what goes on in a relationship unless you're in it, I suppose.
That's true.
So last Saturday, I was actually at the Brit nominations. So it's now like a big party of sorts. So they do like a live show on ITV and we all go along and stand in a really hot room in the ITV building and interview the artists that are there. So we spoke to Liam Payne, spoke to Paloma Faith, Clean Bandit again. I've interviewed Grace so many times. She's a quirky character, Grace from Clean Bandit. And Jax Jones and Ray, who I love
Ray.
And Stormzy was there but didn't do any interviews. Okay. As was Rag and Bone Man, but again wasn't doing any chats. I was like, what's happened to you two?
Yeah.
Why are you suddenly not talking to anyone? And I was surprised that Dua Lipa came out top of the leading the way with 5 nominations.
Yeah.
Which I was just like, really? Is that what it's come to? Like, this year's Brit Awards is led by Dua Lipa.
I know. It's an odd one, isn't it? Because I kind of think, I really like her.
I like her. She's cool.
But I know what you mean.
Does she warrant?
Yeah.
I've got to say, I am actually on the panel of judges, so I get to vote who I think should be in the running. And the British female category this year, the choice was... It was... slim pickings, because that is doing a disjustice to Dua Lipa, who I do think is super talented, but there wasn't that kind of... the British male category was a lot stronger. As I said, you know, the British male range of artists to choose from was a lot stronger, as was the groups. I did feel like, come on, women. And then, you know, you look at the people that are rising through the ranks, like Mabel and Georgia Smith and Steph London. So we'll Steph probably, London. We'll probably see a stronger category next year.
Maybe do like doing it for the girls this year, and then next year she'll encourage people to kind of like opening up the door for them to be...
I mean, I love her new single.
Yeah, me too.
IDGAF.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah. Got it. The video's cool. All her videos are cool.
Oh my God, the videos are really cool.
Her songs are awesome. Great. I love her. I think she's really cool.
Yeah,
she's
so
stunning,
go.
Which
so
doesn't come
is.
Into it, but she
I know,
is.
Yeah, but it does. It doesn't.
She is.
Not help.
And Liam is up for Best Album and Best Male, Liam Gallagher.
Yeah.
So he's obviously had a bit of a laugh on Twitter. He actually didn't milk it as much as I thought he would. He said, I hear the... What did he say? He said something like, I hear the old the something one isn't up for anything at the Brits. I was looking forward to chucking things at him and his posh cronies, which was funny.
Yeah, they've had quite a fun history at the Brits, haven't they?
Yeah. So I hope he'll be- Noel's got to be gutted about that, though, I would imagine, because he did just as much in terms of releasing music last year as Liam has.
Yeah. He did a lot more press as well, Noel. He was on lots of chat shows and stuff, whereas Liam wasn't really on it.
Do you think? I thought Liam did a lot.
Do you think?
I saw Liam. Maybe he was at quite a lot of festivals.
Yeah, he did a lot of festivals.
He did a lot of festivals. He was in here in this building a lot, because obviously Absolute Radio comes out of this building, and he did do a lot with Absolute Radio.
I don't know, I love Liam Gallagher. Like, Noel sometimes feels like he's the... He's like the more professional one, and he's like takes it really seriously, whereas Liam's like the fun, crazy one. But that doesn't necessarily affect their music.
No, and they're both equally funny in different ways.
Yeah, no, they are. They are different, aren't they?
But yeah, they kind of seemed like they made up over Christmas. Liam sent some tweet about. Have a lovely Christmas to the Noel camp. So maybe they're just having a bit of banter
the
now.
Christmas spirit.
One day there will be that Oasis reunion.
Do you think?
I reckon.
Do you reckon?
When they need the money badly enough, when it's maybe not working for them in their solo careers, they'll be back. They will be back, you mark my words.
They'll be there.
Liam Payne was who I actually do. I love Liam Payne. He gets a bit of a bad rep. People think he's a bit of a doof.
Yeah.
But he is very... I find him... But he was so obviously he's up for two Brit Awards, and Zayn, Liam, and Harry are both are all up for Best Video. There was no nominations for Niall and Louis, who both released music last year too. Yeah. So again, a little bit overlooked there.
I mean, I don't think Louis can complain.
No.
No, that's not Brit worthy.
No, it
isn't. I think it was
I liked
a good
his music.
Song.
I don't think
Slow Hands
like it,
was a great
yeah,
tune.
Slow yeah. Hands a good track.
Yeah.
But I can't even call it on that one. I have to say I'm not a fan of Liam's music.
This is for best video, which is not a very credible category.
Yeah, that's so true. And it's fan voted as well.
Yeah, so obviously one Twitter boy is always going to do
it's
so
basically
well.
Harry will win. I think Harry will win.
He's got the biggest Twitter following.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
I do like Harry Styles.
Video.
He did fly. Yeah, he did.
Did you see the picture that came out of him filming it when he was just dangling from the rope in the sky?
That
I love that. They were
all
so
the memes.
Funny. The memes were so funny.
Really good.
I love a good meme.
Good luck to him.
So who would you like to win then out of the 1D boys? I can't remember who else is in the category. Ed Sheeran, I think, is in the category. Clean Bandit. I think Jax Jones might even be everybody who was at the nominations. I don't know, I'd quite like Harry to win.
I'd like Harry to be
at the Brits because I do quite like the excitement that follows Harry Styles around.
Do you think he will go?
Well, he will if he's
got it.
I think he's nominated and he thinks like he's in for a chance.
If he's in the country and he's not off with some Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah, it depends
somewhere.
Which Victoria's Secret model he's dating at
or
the
doing some favour for James Corden.
Yeah.
It's like so unfair. James Corden has just got him on speed dial.
Yeah, just come and help me out.
I want them to be in the room just so that there's a mini One Direction reunion.
Yeah, well, I think cool. The glance so we can make it
can
to a huge
Zayn
thing.
Came, like, yeah. I mean, he won't, but that would
no,
be
Zayn won't do that. I mean, so Zayn's birthday this week.
Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, yeah.
There's loads of really like soppy posts.
Videos from Gigi.
We get it, Gigi. You're both beautiful.
It's quite sickening, really, isn't it? I'm actually bored by them too.
Yeah.
They don't actually have that much to say for themselves.
They're quite boring, aren't they?
They are boring.
They just look good.
Yeah.
Smile and look good.
And Taylor Swift is up for Best International Female. No yeah. surprises there. Mm. I don't know everything she does.
Tired of her.
Are you? Yeah. See, I've gone the other way. I wasn't really into her at all, and now I like everything she does. I'm like, oh yeah, it's pretty cool actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I have respect for her as a brand, but as a woman, I'm not so sure.
You're not bothered.
Snakey snake.
Snakey snake. She is queen snake.
She is. She knows what she's doing. I'll completely give her that, but I don't think we'd be friends.
I wonder if she'll congratulate Kim and Kanye on their baby.
I severely doubt that. And so Pink's also in the running and she's pretty cool.
Yeah,
she deserves it more then.
I think she deserves it more. She's had like a kind of mini comeback almost. I really like her.
And I'm looking forward to seeing, I will guarantee that Justin Timberlake will be there in some shape or form relaunching himself in the UK.
Performance with his robot.
Are you excited about the fact that Justin Timberlake's back?
Do you know, I'm not excited, but I'm not like, oh yeah.
I was really excited because I did really like his music before, but then I heard
this
the
is a bit odd.
I was like, oh, I'm not sure. Yeah. I feel like I need to hear more.
Yeah.
And listen to the
Everyone's
album.
Been saying it's one of the ones that's definitely going to grow on you, and you're definitely like,
the second single is apparently a lot more poppy and a lot more what you'd expect.
Yeah,
he's just tried to be a bit too cool with this first release.
Yeah, I think so.
See, I'm old enough to know. I was actually reporting at the Brits when he performed with Kylie.
Oh, wow.
Remember that famous moment where he pinched her bum and the whole world went mad? Yeah. So I get quite excited about the comeback of JT.
I feel like he'll do a good show as well. He's a big showman.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not excited about The Voice though. I guess we kind of need to talk about The Voice because it's back on TV. I've not watched it, so I don't know. Is anyone watching?
I a couple of people from The Voice. But that doesn't mean I watch it.
No, we had the judges in here, so we had all four of them.
Wow.
I love Jennifer Hudson. She's hilarious.
She's lovely,
and so much personality and really good value. Ollie, I'm a little bit like...
How did he wrangle that?
I have no idea.
I don't know if he knows how he wrangled it. Yeah. He's sat there like, what am I doing here?
I think he's lovely, but I mean, when he sat next to someone like Jennifer Hudson, I feel like he's not that qualified to be a coach in the same way that she is, but...
No, even though she did come from a reality TV show, she then went on to win an Oscar. Yeah.
I always forget that she did.
She did.
She's so, like, such the exception.
Her voice is just insane.
Oh, it's amazing. And she's got the best accent. If you want to see that interview, actually, it's on Heat's YouTube.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Go and have a look at it. All four of the voice judges being interviewed. Mm. And Jennifer Hudson is definitely something to reckon with. She cracks me up. You can tell Will really likes her as well.
Yeah,
like, he finds her hilarious.
Her, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, I spoke to someone called Kay, who was on last Saturday, who was like 16-year-old boy. But I did just speak today to a pair of guys, Ant and Ox, who will be, I can't say too much because it'll be on Saturday.
Right.
But you should look out for them. They had a really good audition. They're a lot of fun. They're quite good looking guys. So I think they'll be like the heartthrobs of The Voice. Yeah, so I would check them out. They were fun.
Do we know if people are watching? What are the figures like?
I think the first week's figures were quite good. It was an average of 9 million or something. Which
is more than the final of The X Factor, isn't it? Something along those lines.
Well, this is the thing we were saying. We're both would much rather watch The X Factor, and I'm not sure why. I don't know what it is.
Me too. I just programmed to watch The X Factor.
Yeah, I think it is.
It's just brainwashing, isn't it?
Yeah. to be honest, I don't know much about Vicky Pattinson. Is someone who I try to not care about too much in my life. Trying to not read about. I'm just not bothered.
Not bothered by her.
But she did actually come in here. So I shouldn't say that.
We had a big
just this week, didn't we?
And
you had a chat with her.
We had a chat with her. We had a photo shoot with her.
But she didn't talk about her fiancé. But she was pictured out after our chat, despite the fact we were told that she was so sick and needed to go to bed. She was then pictured out and about on the town with her fiancé. And she's postponed the wedding.
Yeah.
Why?
So she has said that she's not ready to be a wife.
Okay.
That's what she's going with.
Who is he anyway? He looks like a bit of a suit.
John Noble, and he's some sort of businessman. He's not a famous
celeb type.
But she seems very much in love with him. She's constantly posting pictures of him, and they had a huge engagement party last year. That I think might be part of it is that they kind of had a wedding
celebration,
party, and so she's kind of like, well, it doesn't really matter.
Is it just for publicity?
Drag it out a bit,
and they've just moved into a house together that they've bought and decorated, so I think they just can't be faffed, basically.
Either that or she just needs to keep herself in the headline somehow. So.
Yeah. Just drag it out for a bit longer.
Apparently the ring was amazing. The rock, apparently it was huge. Did you clock it, Ruby?
I didn't clock it. I wasn't paying attention to it.
You what?
I know.
Yeah, no... Lucy, who does the podcast, she said it was absolutely massive.
But yeah, she's done the big Heat interview, which will be in the magazine and she did, next week. Yeah, and
which is why we should care about Vicky Patterson. I'm so off brand. What am I doing?
But I mean, even just to try and find the ring in the photo shoot.
Yeah.
And she had a few funny things to say about the wedding when it eventually does happen. She said she... there's talk of Eamon Holmes officiating it, which I think is hilarious. Well, apparently she sent him a message saying, like, keep this day free or make sure you're going to come. He was like, I'll be there. I'll officiate it for you and John. I want to marry you and
because they were in the jungle together, right.
Yeah, maybe she does the stuff for this morning. And then she was joking that Phil's going to walk her down the aisle, Holly be head bridesmaid. So it's going to be a this morning affair, hopefully.
Oh, wow.
How fun would that be?
That would be great.
I love the fact that she does stuff for this morning now.
I know.
Because... do you remember Fern McCann was signed up for this morning straight off the back of The Jungle?
Yeah.
And I was actually at the National Television Awards where Fern McCann was supposed to be the reporter for them and basically was decided that she wasn't there to do any work and was there to party. Yeah.
That's so funny.
And so they were, and actually when I'm a Celebrity did win Best Entertainment Show or whatever it was, she just gave up. So the poor cameramen were there like, you know, having to just stick their mics into other people's interviews because Fern was supposed to be their reporter and just didn't bother.
Yeah. And now, I mean, Vicky is quite professional on it. Yeah. I'm amazed she managed to kind of reinvent herself from Geordie Shore.
I think she's really trying to distance herself from Geordie Shore because even when I chatted to her, when we talked about her new programme, she just completely switched. Like, she was joking around and then she went into like serious interview mode, like talking about her new programme.
Which
new
is
jobs.
On MTV as well,
yeah,
isn't it?
She's on MTV,
she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, she switches like a little...
She's a sharp cookie. Yeah. Well, good. I love a good business woman. Well, that's about it, really, in terms of what we've been chatting about this week. It's been a pretty exciting one. I think the biggest story is Kimye.
And poor Gary Beadle's baby overshadowed by baby Kimye.
Oh, yeah. Gary Beadle. Gaza had a baby.
No one cares.
Baby Kimye's here. You're out.
What a bad week to have a baby.
For about 2 days, it was the top story, though.
That's showbiz.
You've been knocked off.
So you've been listening to Heat's We're Obsessed With podcast. It comes out weekly every Friday. For more showbiz gossip, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7 and you can go to heatworld.com for breaking news. Bye.
Bye.